Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 50. A single vehicle accident that closed the southbound lanes of I-94 just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line early this morning took the life of a 24-year-old Racine man. Authorities say a car driven by Dylan Kramer left the roadway onto the grassy median before striking trees and rolling over several times. Milwaukee County deputies found Kramer unresponsive and trapped in the driver's seat of the overturned car. Because of the accident and subsequent investigation, traffic was diverted off the interstate, causing a backup for several miles. All lanes of traffic were reported open just after 8 a.m. The accident remains under investigation. The Racine Common Council last night, after having earlier rejected a call for a committee of the whole meeting on a gift from the Rotary Club and renaming Festival Park to Paul P. Harris Rotary Park, approved it with the name change last night. Rotary's donation is $100,000 toward creation of a permanent stage at the lakefront site, while the name change is for the lakefront park, not the building. Past Racine Rotary Club President Steve Donovan told the Park and Rec Board the name change for the site will tie into creation of a Paul P. Harris Trail across the country.
There's only one Paul P. Harris, and there will always only be one Paul P. Harris. And guess what? He was only born in one place, right here in Racine, Wisconsin. So with social media and the internet and everything else, if you're in Japan, you Google Paul P. Harris, how cool is it to see born in Racine, Wisconsin, and there's a park named after him.
The city will contribute $50,000 in capital money toward the stage project. Residents of the village of Sturtevant are looking at a substantial decrease in their property taxes next year based on Village Administrator Mary Cole's proposed 2017 budget. At last night's village board meeting, Cole said the closing of the very successful tax incremental district for Renaissance Business Park will allow the village to come back from cuts that were needed to balance the budget in the past. Because of the closure of the TID, the equalized value of the village has risen 40%.
That makes up for 40% of our value, which now we're able to levy for general services, which we weren't before, because keep in mind with the tax increment district, that was all for to pay for debt, to pay for projects within that district. So you did add 40% to your equalized value, and that will actually be into the whole equalized value of the village, so that will affect tax rates from Unified, Gateway, all the taxing jurisdictions, the state, the county.
Cole said her proposed budget includes an 18% decrease in the mill rate. The Village Board will begin its review of the budget at next Tuesday's continual committee meeting, with a public hearing scheduled for November 15th and a final vote on the 22nd. It won't happen for perhaps another 4 or 5 years, if at all, but the State Department of Transportation's powers that be have decided the Caledonia intersection of Highway 38 and 5 Mile Road needs a roundabout. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
It was back in July that the Village Board heard the pitch for a roundabout from a DOT engineer because of problems with accidents at the intersection. However, they voted instead to put the issue into the circular file, if you will, or at least so they thought. Now comes word the DOT's informed village leadership the roundabout will be constructed at a cost of up to $2.5 million, most of it from the federal government. Designs will first be presented to the public at some point in the future. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The Kenosha Police and Fire Commission has announced the names of the three internal finalists for the job of fire chief. They are Battalion Chiefs Matt Herder and Kenneth Schroeder, along with Captain Charles Leipzig Jr. More interviews are scheduled next week, with a decision possible sometime after that. The search process began with a list of 13 internal candidates. The chosen candidate will replace John Thompson, who retired. Take note that Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, the candidates for Racine County District Attorney are scheduled to appear together on the Cabranes Legal Hour here on AM 1400 WRJN. Deputy District Attorney Tricia Hansen and Kenosha County Assistant District Attorney Tom Binger will answer questions from WRJN listeners, as well as those posed by each other. Winner of the November 8th election will replace current DA Rich Cipetti, who decided against re-election. As part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Departments of Children and Families and Corrections are encouraging people to wear purple Thursday as a sign of their commitment to end the cycle of domestic violence and to show support for victims and their families. In 2015, Wisconsin lost 58 people to domestic violence, with 48 victims of homicides. Domestic violence affects tens of thousands of women, children, and men in Wisconsin every year, about 2,500 victims having to seek life-saving assistance and shelters. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.